There's new violence between Israeli and Palestinian forces now in a sixth day of fighting. And joining us this morning, CBS News correspondent Alan Pizzi, who's covering this for us. Alan, we appreciate you being with us this morning. It appears no end, but we understand there are some talks that are underway aimed at some kind of ceasefire. What can you tell us about that?
Good morning. I'm in Ashkelon in southern Israel at the moment. There are a lot of efforts going on to bring some kind of peace. There are meetings being held in Cairo under the auspices of the Egyptian government. The Israelis actually sent one of their own people over there to be part of backroom talks. The Turks are involved, the Qataris, the Arab League, and everybody seems to think this has got to stop. But right here in Ashkelon this morning, it doesn't look anything like stopping. We've just finished having two alerts of incoming rockets. The Iron Dome missile detection system gets them coming in and lets go with the siren. You've got about 20 or 30 seconds to take cover. And we heard a half a dozen probably big bangs, but it's quite overcast, so we didn't see where they were. But we were told at least one rocket made it through the system. And just a little earlier, I'm standing outside a school right now. A Grad missile hit the school right at the came right through the covering over the front door. Fortunately, there were no children in it because all the schools in this part of southern Israel, within about 25 miles of the Gaza border, have been closed, and the children are staying home with their parents, which parents certainly would want, and who wants all a bunch of kids clustered in one spot when a rocket can hit it? So they're still shooting on the ground, but there are indications that people don't really want this to keep going on. And in fact, a poll by Haaretz newspaper showed that while 90% of Israelis support the war against Hamas in Gaza, barely 30% are interested in a ground invasion. So if you can't have a ground invasion, eventually you've got to sit down and talk.
That Iron Dome defense system that you referred to apparently has been working extremely well.
Yes, the Iron Dome is quite an impressive system. There are four batteries deployed here in the south, and then they put a fifth one in Tel Aviv, just between the main city area and the international airport. And within 2 hours, it had knocked down an incoming missile, and they got a couple more yesterday. And it's an interesting piece of kit because it's kind of discretionary. The operators can track when they pick up an incoming projectile, a rocket, or a small missile, or whatever they find. They can decide very quickly, or the system perhaps decides, is it going to an area we need to worry about? And if it's going to fall in the sea or in a bunch of open fields, they don't waste a missile going up to get it, an intercept. They just let it fall. But they say it's had almost a 90% success rate at intercepting. But, of course, you know, if you're going to keep a place safe, you need 100%. And the guys that are shooting them only need to get through once and hit a significant target. And it's everything goes over to their side. So, yeah, but it's an interesting and very effective system. The Israelis have got three more in production. They think they need a total of 13 to cover the entire country.
Now, Gaza doesn't have its own, you know, factories and munitions plants. So where is Hamas getting support to wage this campaign against Israel?
Well, in fact, Hamas does make its own missiles. The little homemade ones are called Qassams. They have a limited range, but they can make them. They also smuggle weapons in. The tunnels come from Egypt, underground tunnels from the Egyptian side of the border into Gaza. That's used for commercial goods. They were dug because there's a blockade on Gaza imposed by the Israelis, so the very clever merchants dug these tunnels. But there are also tunnels there that are used by Hamas. In addition to that, the Israelis claim that they can get weapons made in or shipped to Sudan. They then come across the sea and then up through the Sinai Desert through Egypt and are smuggled across the border that way into Gaza. So the Israelis claim some of these things, particularly the Fajr 5, which is a long-range one, the one they think has been sent towards Tel Aviv, those they claim come from Iran. The Iranians deny it. But, This part of the world they've been smuggling for decades, for centuries, millennia, and smuggling can be done. If you've got money, someone will sell you something and someone will help you get it in. Plus, they become very, very clever. Some of the targets have been the people who make the missiles. In fact, 4 years ago, during the last go-round here, I was actually covering it from Gaza. It was taken out to a farm after the Israelis had pulled back. And on this farm, they'd collected all the unexploded munitions they could find, tank shells, artillery shells, aerial bombs, mortar bombs, you name it, had them all lined up in sections, and they were, what they did, they told us, they wouldn't show us how, but they said they scoop out, almost with a spoon, they scoop out the explosive material and make weapons. And I said to the chap, what are you going to do with this stuff? And he said, he laughed and said, I'm going to send it back where it came from. That's what they do. They make their own, they buy it, you know.
Wow.
Where there's money and a will, there's a way. You're never going to stop it.
Well, let's hope there's some type of solution that allows this violence to stop. Alan, we appreciate you coming on this morning. CBS News correspondent Alan Pizzi joining us this morning from Ashkelon.